Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
Has there been any research regarding increase of a woman's sex drive during her period? I found that my drive increases during that time and just a few days before.
Yes, there has been research on the topic, and while some women feel as you do, noticing enhanced sexual arousal and or desire around the time of their period, other women feel increased sex drive at other times of their menstrual cycle. This makes a lot of sense to me. After all, hormones certainly play a role in women's sexuality, including their experiences of desire and arousal, but they're not the whole picture. For some women, having their period is an affirming experience of their femininity and what it means to be a woman. For others, having a period is linked to shame or embarrassment or feeling unclean, which is too bad. See what my co-author and I have to say about women's sexuality and the vagina in our book, Read My Lips, A Complete Guide to the Vagina and Vulva. Then again, the mere act of inserting a tampon can feel sexy and arousing to some women. Periods are complicated and have different meanings to different women. I think it's great that you're in tune with your body in ways that help you to feel connected to its rhythms and notice changes in sex drive.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I have very small breasts, size 34A, and I would like to have at least a 34B. I was wondering if there is any way other than surgery to increase my breast size that works.
Many women and men struggle with different parts of their bodies, or they wonder about ways to change parts of themselves through medical procedures, pills, or lifestyle changes, such as exercise or eating. Other than breast augmentation surgery, in other words, getting breast implants, we know of no scientifically backed safe or effective way to increase breast size. Although many pills and creams said to increase breast size are sold on television, the internet, or through email advertising, these products have not been well researched, and thus we have no scientific reason to believe that they work. Because such pills and creams have not been scientifically tested, this also means that their safety is unknown. If you're considering taking these types of pills or creams, please talk with your healthcare provider to learn how they might affect your personal health. I'm not sure how old you are, but some women find that their breast size increases slightly during their late teens or early 20s. Others find that their breast size increases slightly when they take hormonal contraception, such as birth control pills. However, this does not happen to everyone, and there is no one brand that is known to have this effect any more than others. Because breasts are composed of fatty tissue, weight gain may increase breast size. However, women's bodies vary due to genetics, so while some women may notice an increase in breast size when they gain weight, others may notice an increase in the size of their hips, buttocks, abdomen, or upper arms. These are common areas for fat to be deposited in women's bodies, whereas men more often store fat in their abdominal area. Consider spending time thinking about how you feel about your body and what you think would be different in your life if you had larger breasts. Women with larger breasts, such as a C or D cup, may actually have less sensitive breasts than women with smaller breasts, A or B cup. Aside from that bit of science, it is unclear what advantages or disadvantages come along with larger breasts. What do you personally think would be different if you were able to increase your breast size? Would you feel more confident, sexy, or feminine? If so, can you think of ways to have these same feelings without increasing your breast size? For more information about breasts, breast health, and body image, check out the book Body Drama by Nancy Redd.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.